Well, as rain is continuing to fall here on the South Shore, we are being joined now by our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman. Rob, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon to you, and what a storm. Amazing amount of snow over a good portion of Massachusetts now.
And right now we're still seeing rain here, but that's going to change in a couple of hours, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I just got a call from Public Works in Needham. They're all snow now, and that is moving toward the south and east.
So, once again, how bad do you, when do you think we're really going to start to see this start to change over into snow, and how long will it last?
For our listeners in Needham right now, for our listeners in Randolph and Abington within an hour, and the city of Boston as well, a little bit longer as you get down around Scituate, Marshfield, more like 3-4 o'clock, and it'll last through tonight.
And we're expecting, what are the snow totals probably going to be, do you think?
In the immediate area, Dan, 2 to 4 inches, a lot more as you get to the north and west. There's already more than 2 feet of snow. That's more than 24 inches of snow in the Berkshires, and in the northern Worcester Hills, a foot and a half, places like Fitchburg, Leominster, and there's already several inches on the ground around the northern stretches of 495. So again, a lot more snow the farther north and west as this powerful nor'easter continues to strengthen. As you get down to Cape Cod and the immediate coastline, there'll be less snowfall where it's rain longer and the wind is stronger.
And speaking of that wind, that's also a pretty big factor in this nor'easter as well.
As CBS just mentioned, yeah, we're seeing wind gusts steadily on the order of 35, 45 miles an hour. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, that's over land because the wind is going to be over the ocean right along our coastal communities. And this is a nor'easter. Those gusts can be 65 miles an hour, bringing down tree limbs, trees, and power lines into tonight.
And also tonight, we've of course got the evening commute. How's that going to look for people?
It depends on where you're going. For the most part, it is going to be extremely treacherous. A winter storm warning is up for the city of Boston and all routes west and north. A winter weather advisory here on the South Shore. Again, snowfall rates in the heavier bands of this rapidly strengthening storm center can be 1 to 2 inches an hour. So imagine trying to drive with that kind of snow accumulation and visibility under a quarter of a mile.
And also, this is probably going to be a thicker, heavier, wetter snow, so that's going to create problems as well.
Again, that's what it is. It has been over the Berkshires with tremendous amounts of snow, heavy, wet, dense, sticky snow. As it changes over, yeah, it's a very high water ratio, and it's going to stay that way in our local area. It'll get somewhat drier as you head, you know, farther north and west into the colder air around Worcester. But locally, and again, we're looking at 2 to 4 inches to 2 inch and less amount for the coast and the Cape.
And tomorrow, hopefully this, when do you think this will all wrap up? Tomorrow morning, are they saying? Is that what you're thinking right now?
It depends on the exact track and the strengthening of the storm. It's not going to be completely done with, but as far as accumulating snow around 4 to 6 in the morning, there'll be a flurry or two in the air, but it'll be melting on the roads. The storm center will still be nearby, so the winds will still be gusting over 40 miles an hour throughout the day tomorrow.
All righty. Well, you're keeping an eye on it as always, and we do appreciate that, Rob. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, stay safe. Thank you.